wiggle.
If you wiggled your minimum.
Things, but
I'm wiggling mine right now.
Really? I don't think I can say that on the air. How about your buttocks? Your tiny.
It's your little toe.
Oh, your little toe.
Your little toe.
And it's time for your first item of clothing. What's coming off,
my
Lee?
Socks and shoes as one.
Socks and shoes as one.
Boots.
All right. Very good.
We'll wait.
Take your time. You can sit on the counter if you wish.
You know, I do not find feet to be erotic. However,
that's where we differ, my friend.
Oh, really?
I'll just wait and watch her bend over and take her boots off.
She's got the long boots, too.
Long boots.
Yes.
Not easy to get off. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Taking the shoes and
got your boots.
Here we go. Strip trivia Wednesday. Ah.
And she has a toe ring, too.
Ah, then you should have got that one right.
I know.
Josh.
Yes,
he's
sir.
The Michael Rapaport lookalike.
Go easy on me. There's a lot of helmets back here.
All right, Josh.
Sausage Club.
Nobody's gotten anything like
Josh, that. What 1950s toy required the purchaser to use it on real vegetables?
A pogo stick.
Oh, everybody seemed to know that one. What was the question again?
Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato, what
1950s toy?
Oh, that's right, Mr. Potato Head. What are you taking off, Josh?
Considering I have three pairs of boxers on, I'll take off my shorts.
He's taking his shorts off. So Josh will be doing the layered look today.
I thought it was the Christopher Reeve action figure.
Oh, God.
Did you see Christopher, you know, it says on real vegetables.
Yeah.
Did you see him on, Barbara Walters a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, he's making a tremendous amount of progress.
He is speaking very well.
Yeah, he is. He's doing better than he used to.
And he's sitting there, and Barbara Walters says, "Do you have sex?" And he says, "We wouldn't be married if we didn't."
Really?
And his wife...
I thought he didn't have any feeling down there.
Yeah, but he moves his mouth.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
he moves
okay.
his mouth.
So they do that.
So she must straddle his chair.
Yeah, but I mean, after a while...
I know.
If that's all you do...
Yeah, well, if that's all you can get...
He could put a thing on his nose.
He can put, what, a dildo on his nose?
Tim has weighed in.
Strap on?
Tim, who I believe will be leaving a trail out of the studio today.
All right, we're ready for Smarty Pants Jennifer.
Jennifer C.
Last couple ones I haven't known.
Jennifer, which of the seven dwarfs has no beard?
Dopey.
Wow. Oh. And that is our first correct answer.
Toss that one.
And you know, a tremendous amount of confidence being displayed by Jennifer.
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo looks like Pete Sampras.
Vincenzo,
after a life of smoking.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Don. Go ahead.
What famous musical duo originally went by the names Tom and Jerry? It's kind of easy.
The Smothers Brothers.
So close. Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel. Item number one, what's coming off, Vincenzo?
The shoes.
The shoes, they make me fall down.
The shoes.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
The shoes.
And now Stephanie, our Meryl Streep lookalike.
Stephanie, step up. You ready, honey?
Yes, I am.
All right, here you go. Jesus Christ. Wow, there's like... I'm going to go to another card.
Because it's so difficult?
An impossible card.
All right.
What was the name of the Indian maiden rescued by Peter Pan?
Man, I should know that.
Why should you? Oh, because you have kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm you have little kids.
Because I'm a fag.
I don't have children.
Oh. Tiger Lily.
Tiger Lily.
Tiger Lily.
Item number one. What's coming off, Stephanie?
The shoes.
The shoes.
All right, right up there, please.
Lots of shoes hitting the floor in round number one.
And then who's next? Jennifer?
Jennifer S., who is the Jodie Foster lookalike, but not Jodie Foster. The housewife.
The Safeway chick.
What are Ruffs, Turnstones, and Godwits?
Three things that aren't in my kitchen.
Oh, come down. They're birds, darling, birds.
Item number one, what's coming off, Jennifer?
Music.
The shoes. Boy, it's looking like a shoe store in here right now. Right now.
And Colette?
Doesn't look like it.
Colette, step up.
Right.
All right, she's our Sandra Bullock lookalike and a strip trivia veteran.
She played before.
And a little scary, just a... Tiny scary. Just a little bit scary.
Colette?
Yeah, just a little
bit. I agree.
Yeah, just a tiny bit. We said that to you last time, right? You have that kind of stare that's just a little, you know. Yeah.
Oh, well, look at the guys. Guys, What? No, she's quite beautiful. But don't you also sense fear when you look at her?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Littlefear.com.
Like she would perhaps take you back to her home. Not Joe.
Scared to death.
Was that you, Joe?
That's right.
Not scary to Joe.
Of course not.
Joe is Joe likes the idea of being taken home by someone and then have an ice pick plunged into his heart.
As his still beating heart is ripped from his chest.
Can I be an improvement?
What was the name of the Little Rascals when their movies were first released?
Yeah.
And now what moron said the answer over there?
Me.
Joe?
I didn't know the mic could pick me up.
Joe? You dumbass. Joe, come over here for a second. Do you know the answer, Colette? No, it's our gang.
Item number one, what are you going to be removing, Colette?
Shoes.
Shoes. More shoes coming off.
Now, seriously, ladies.
This is why I fired him three times the other night, Don.
You know what I need, Robbie? I need Damn it, give me that candle.
I have a whip in my car.
I did none of the shoes here.
I bet you do.
Give me that candle.
Along with a few other sundry items.
Go stand in front of microphone number five.
Can I strike him?
Seriously, now, one by one, girls, take this candle and really hit Joe in the head with it.
Oh, dear.
I mean, what a dumbass. You gave out the answer.
I'll have to turn off the mic because we've been, you know.
Pleasure. Right. Joe was mean to me yesterday on the phone.
All right, yeah, they want to do something else with the candle.
No, yeah, really, really hit him. That was a love tap.
They wanted.
All right, go ahead, really hit him in the head.
They want to strip him and burn
Joe
candle wax.
Called me today. Hey, I want to make sure you're coming down. Okay. 1 minute later, calls our house line, talks to my husband. Hey, I want to make sure you're coming down today.
Well, hit him.
Called the same.
Call. Call my job.
Ah, there you go. You didn't hit him very hard. All right, have a turn there.
Here, try the other side.
There we go.
We're hoping that maybe you'll rearrange something in there.
There you go. Now, come on.
That'll make it more clear.
Can't really let him have it.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
No, not that hard.
Let him have it.
That's done. No more.
There, he's out of there.
Wow.
You heard him. He's leaving now.
Can't really hit him hard.
He left because he got hurt.
Thanks, Kim.
That's funny. We have one more contestant, Don. Angela, our Christina Ricci lookalike.
Hi, Angela.
With her safety pin top.
God damn, was that great.
That was really... Way to go, Kim.
Kim, that was great.
Jill, you think you're going to get a welt?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Angela, who was the second animated character to receive a star on Hollywood Boulevard?
Donald Duck.
Oh, Bugs Bunny.
And your first item of clothing, what will you be removing, Angela?
Shoes.
Shoes. And that's the end of the first round, Bob.
Wow, that was a pretty good first round.
Boy, that was an incredible first round. Only one correct answer in the entire round.
Only one, and who is the leader? Is it Smarty Mouth Jennifer?
It's Jennifer C., the Ally McGraw lookalike. She had the only correct answer in strip trivia in the entire game so far.
And we went with all the easiest questions possible.
What is your IQ, Jennifer?
Jennifer, step
what
up.
What is your IQ?
The last time I had it tested was 144.
144.
Rob, what is that? Is that like, that's 143 points higher than Joe, isn't it?
I'm like, here's how you do it. Forrest Gump was like 70.
Right.
So she's double Forrest Gump, and Forrest Gump was borderline retard.
Okay, so double, would double borderline retard be like average smart, or would that? Isn't like 140 genius?
140 to 150, I think.
Genius. Have you been called a genius?
From time to time, yes.
Well, this is fascinating. We're in the company of genius here, and we're so very dumb.
We are.
Wow.
Well, you are a goddamn genius.
You're a goddamn genius.
Incredible. Hey, Rob, do we have that thing? We'll be right back. Those cards?
No, we don't.
We don't have those anymore. All right, well, then let me just say, on behalf of the announcer, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, gang, let's head on down to Don and Mike's studio and take our clothes off.
Ooh, let's do it.
Don and Mike are gonna give ya another whopping dose of strip trivia. The rules of the game are simple and crucial.
Flash around the studio all naked and new.
Come on and play it.
The Don and Mike Show. kind from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'll drink to that. Needs to add.
If you could listen to them, would you? Don Geronimo and Michael Mara. Ooh.
Forgot we got that extra ooh at the end.
Ooh. All right.
Strip Trivia 2002. We have a leader. Her name is Jennifer. She claims to be a genius. There's popular debate and speculation. 143 IQ. We will wait and see. What's that?
144.
Yeah, normally we'd ask Buzz.
That's a challenge to Don as the Lord Quizmaster.
Buzz? 144. Is that a genii?
I don't know the delineation, but it sounds pretty high.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Way to commit, Buzz.
He doesn't know. You know, normally, Buzz, I can go to you and you give me this.
It's the second time you've gone to him today, and he's dropped the ball, you know.
Just guess, yes or no.
Yes. He's tapped out after all that soliciting yesterday.
Hold on, someone on the phone would know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if Don and Mike are getting a wicked sticky yet.
Yeah, where are you getting the wicked sticky?
The wicked sticky.
Do you think 144 IQ is a genius?
He wouldn't know.
Not quite.
What?
Not quite.
Not quite.
What is a genius, sir, in your mind?
About a 160.
160.
180.
180. Hello, Don.
200.
About 500
an hour.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, that IQ thing you're talking about.
Yes, hi.
In the movie Perfect Mind, they said a genius is 130.
130 is a genius? Well, how could there be such a small jump between a moron and genius if Forrest Gump is 70 and he's a retard?
Well,
you get 60 points better and you're a genius?
I'm not sure how it works. I don't know what the scale is. But
the progression stage goes...
So 130 is a genius, and Jennifer is a 144.
Right.
She's like a big-time genius.
Well, there's got to be more room between retard and that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
145 is where genius cuts in. I know because I missed it by 4 points.
Oh, okay. So you're just shy of genius, then.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Have fun.
See you later.
It's pretty darn smart.
It sure is. All right, let's play the game, round number two. And this will be, Robbie, did you load up the lightning stuff for me?
Is this going to be a lightning round?
It sure is.
All right, we have only one person, and that's the aforementioned Jennifer with the correct answer. Everybody else is down to four items of clothing.
Rob, where's that?
And I think that deserves a round of applause.
It's time for a lightning round. Lightning round, what this means is I will select the easiest question on the card. You must answer immediately.
Very good.
We'll start with Maria. Maria.
Maria's our Deborah Messing lookalike.
Maria, what are the four voices of a barbershop quartet?
Alto, soprano, tenor, and bass. I don't know.
So close. Bass, baritone, lead, and tenor.
And Maria, it's time for your second item of clothing. What's coming off?
What are you taking off?
Pants.
Pants are coming off here, boss.
We'll wait for that.
Pants are coming off.
We'll wait for that.
Move. Kim.
Kim, can you get out of the way so the guys...
Kim, you've been... they've been requesting that.
There you go. Adam, step up, please.
Adam or Matthew Broderick lookalike. Down
Adam.
To four items of clothing.
Adam, who's married incidentally to
Sue, our Jessica Alba lookalike.
Adam, what country invented dry gardens?
Yeah, Rob, I agree.
It's a lightning round. I need an answer. Name a country.
Sweden.
Oh, no. Japan.
A lot of dry gardens in Japan.
Oh. Japan.
Item number two, what's coming off there, Adam?
Adam, Adam, step back up. What are you taking off?
Sandals, baby.
Sandals.
Oh, the sandals.
Sandals, baby.
How's the room over there, Joe, with your sore head?
I've lost my sense of smell. I wouldn't know.
Kim, step up, please. Kim.
Here comes Kim. She is hot to trot. She's established that.
Kim.
Take it all.
What has the U.S. Postal Service asked you not use in mailing addresses? Some hard-ass questions today.
These are tough.
I'm at
I don't know.
Let me find the answer.
What is the answer?
I already put the card away.
They've asked you not use... Hold on just a second, Kim. We're going to ask you.
Punctuation.
So anxious to get naked.
Punctuation.
Punctuation. Kim, what will you be removing?
I'm taking off my bra.
The bra trick.
Ah, the bra
trick. The bra trick under the blouse.
Yeah, but she just wants to take all of her clothes off.
Right now, the game is just secondary.
Definitely she wants to.
All right, now she's taking off her very large bra.
Big, big bra.
Look at that.
Now, are you going to... Would you pass that across?
Wow.
Would you pass that over to the next room?
We could almost put that on the Wall of Fame.
Give us a shake.
Could we put it on the wall?
Can we put it... Can we keep it on the wall? Would you like your bra to go into the Hall of Fame?
We have a wall of bras.
Sure. Oh, give her a round of applause.
Thank you, Kim.
She's a trooper.
Thank you, Kim.
A real trooper.
William? Yes, William, sir. What do we have for William?
William is down to four items of clothing.
William, what opera opens in front of a cigarette factory? You know, that's too hard.
Yeah. That's,
La
Gorshin.
Oh, Frank Gorshin.
You just made that up?
Oh, come on now, Mike.
Come on now. My opera stars me.
Come on, sing it.
Come on, have a vantage cigarette.
See you in the brass room.
There you go.
Oh, brother. You know what, Rob?
Yes.
Give me the moron questions.
Are they too tough?
Yeah, where are the easy questions?
You know what? I can't find them. I think we have to stick to these.
God, these are all so goddamn hard.
First three contestants have had goose eggs in the first round.
What activity is described by Pop Goes the Weasel?
An activity that's happening in here right now.
Boys. Pop Goes the Weasel.
Lightning round. I'm sorry. That is spinning yarn.
What?
Time for your second item.
Hey, read the card. Okay?
What's coming off? What's coming off, William?
Spinning yarn.
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Oh, my socks. My socks.
Oh, the socks. There we go. And he's a big man.
It's getting there.
All right, Sue.
Sue is our Jessica Alba lookalike, married to
Adam.
Adam.
Adam. All right.
Sue, what does flubber stand for?
Bat.
Flying rubber.
Flying rubber.
You remember that movie where they put the flubber on their shoes?
Yeah, and Son of Flubber, too, right?
Yeah, so then there's some bad remake with Robin Williams.
Item number two, what's coming off, Sue?
The shirt underneath the shirt.
The shirt underneath the shirt.
Mm.
A strategy that has worked very well on strip trivia.
Blaine. Hey, Blaine?
The yep. Jim Carrey look-alike sort of thing.
Who was known as the Bull on the Chicago Cubs roster?
Michael Jordan.
What? Fag. Chicago Cubs.
Sorry.
Bull Durham.
And that is item number two, Blaine. What's coming off?
Socks and shoes.
Socks and shoes. And we still do not have a correct answer in round number two. Yeah, at this rate, strip trivia will be over in 15 minutes.
I'm trying.
It's a tough tough bunch of questions.
I'm trying, Mike. I'm really trying.
It's a combination of very, very tough questions, and the contestants need to step it up a little.
You know, I believe in the next round, perhaps I will simply ask questions off the top of my head.
Random questions.
Off the top of my head. Next round. Who's up?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Kimberly, what is the nation's oldest zoo? I need a guess, honey.
San Diego Zoo.
No, it's the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Right
this
now
is Scott Shannon.
Oldest.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
The Morning Zoo.
What item's coming off, Kimberly?
My hose and underwear.
Hose well, and underwear. We'll wait for that.
Stop the show.
We are waiting. She's pulling off the hose and underwear.
Hey, watch it back there.
That's all. It's all encompassing.
A big roll of fabric.
A big ball.
Yes, looks like a cruller.
And again, you wouldn't want to pass that.
No.
Pass that around, would you?
Boys, did you get a look at that?
No.
Look at that. Pretty. Mike.
Mike is our Arliss lookalike.
Mike is up. Mike.
Yes, sir.
What was the lopsided final score of Super Bowl 20
Bless you, whoever's sneezing over there.
In which the Bears defeated the Patriots.
Lopsided score, Super Bowl 20. I'll say 45-0.
46-10.
Hey, pretty good. And item number two, what's coming off, Mike?
The shoes.
Shoes.
These are hard questions.
They are hard questions. We do not have a correct answer in round number two.
The next round is going to be a retarded round.
Okay, but you're going to ask simple, like, what is your name?
Yeah. Well, not no, a little harder than that.
Okay.
A little harder than that. Who's up, Mike?
Lee.
Lee. Hi, Lee. Hi, Lee. Let me tell everybody just a little exchange during the commercial.
No.
That we're here in the studio, and Lee sits down in Mike's chair because Mike leaves the studio, and right. Mike comes back and sits down. And I'm standing here. It's not like I'm not here. I'm here. And she says to Mike, "You're really my favorite. You're the one that makes me laugh. You're really my favorite."
Oh boy.
And I go, "Hello. You know, I'm right here. I don't, you know, I don't begrudge." Yes, you know, you're a funny man.
Well, also with my tragic, you don't begrudge me with my tragic personal life.
No,
also, I you know, that's good. I need that. That's good for my head. You know, that's good. But yes, I think you're.
But you ain't gonna win, honey.
I had a very erotic dream about your wife.
Yeah, you're lying about my wife.
About my wife.
Like good luck.
Okay.
Does this mean now you're going to make it?
On.
Are you going to make it tougher on Lee?
Oh, certainly not, Mike.
Okay.
What created Lake Michigan?
An earthquake.
You wish. A glacier.
A glacier. Item number two. What's coming off, Lee?
Oh, my shirt.
Shirt.
Okay. The shirt is coming off here.
That makes it worth it.
All right.
Well, hold on.
Very good.
You got to be center stage, Lear Lee.
Right, very good. She's at the...
Take it off.
Podium.
Hello.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were born ready.
Here you go.
Turn around. Turn around.
I thought that was the genius.
Changed my mind.
Change it again?
Well, no, they both could be Mike.
Oh, wouldn't that be? Hey, that'll be my fantasy.
God damn, I lost my voice.
It's Josh.
Josh.
Josh, our Michael Rappaport look-alike.
Whatever. Josh.
Whatever.
Josh, you'll never get that. What highly successful ice cream company began with an $8,000 investment in Vermont?
Ben and Jerry's.
Right.
That is the first correct answer of the round. Way to go, Josh.
Right, Josh. Let's go to Jennifer C.
Now, Lord Quizmaster, this is the, so far, before Josh, this was the only person with a correct answer. This has to be a difficult question.
Fix your wagon.
Very good.
Great.
What board game did Humphrey Bogart excel at? You don't Bogart that game, Buzz.
That would be Monopoly.
She got it right.
That bums me out.
She got it right.
Your second correct answer.
And I was so ready to say, "Where's your 142 IQ now?" See,
well, and it was 144. And it was Jennifer. It was a guess, correct? It was a lucky guess, right?
I know a lot of towns.
All right. Wasn't that what all those tests are about anyway?
Yes.
You kind of guess. If you don't know, you throw the guess out there.
Vincenzo,
Pete Sampras.
Yeah. What year did Roger Maris leave the field with 61 homers?
You should know this.
What year did Roger Maris leave the field with 61 homers?
Please.
1961.
Good for you, Vincenzo.
That's
another correct answer. That's three correct answers in a row.
70.
The contestants are stepping up. Here's our Meryl Streep lookalike.
Beautiful. 70. Which actress made $1 million a year by age 10?
Shirley Temple.
Right.
Four correct answers in a row. The contestants have turned it around.
The fact that today said I look like as a child.
Shirley Temple. Well, you got the curly hair.
Jennifer S. Jennifer S.
Here's our Safeway housewife.
What maniacal leader owned 8,000 acres of Colorado land in the 1930s, but never lived to see it? Hint, someone in this room really likes him.
What's the question again?
What maniacal leader owned 8,000 acres of Colorado land in the 1930s,
all right,
but never lived to see it?
I have no idea.
Oh, Eddie. It's a two-part answer. Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.
Rob Spiewak.
And that's your second incorrect answer. What are you taking off there?
What are you taking off there, honey?
The shirt.
The shirt.
The shirt to the sounds of the producers. The German part. I didn't know that.
Were they all wearing black bras today?
Rob, did you know that Hitler owned land in Colorado?
He got it for a steal. I can't believe I let it go.
Well, he was a big skier.
He loved it.
And Colette is next in line.
Colette. Hi, step up, Colette.
Okay. Colette. Down to four items of clothing.
What was the world's largest building before the Pentagon was built?
Sears Tower.
Right city, wrong building. Merchandise Mart, Chicago.
Very good guess. Second item of clothing. What's coming off, Colette?
The bra.
The bra. We will have the bra,
bra trick.
It's what we enjoy on strip trivia.
The bra.
The bra trick.
Yeah, we like that. Take your time. No, I mean it.
The bra appears to be pink. It is pink.
It is pink.
There's some sort of pattern on it. Very nice.
And finally, Angela. Oh, can we have it for the wall?
Is that right, Joe?
You know, that's a great new thing. Can we have it for the wall? Oh, this wall is going to look great. Hey, we're going to need, Joe, during the break, we'll need some thumbtacks.
And finally...
And a candle.
And a candle. Here's Angela, our Christina Ricci lookalike.
Angela, which Beatles album features the song Fool on the Hill?
Abbey Road.
Magical Mystery Tour.
Item number two, what's coming off, Angela?
The bra.
The bra trick again. May we have it?
And this is a bra trick done with a blouse that's being held together with a safety pin.
That's a great new thing that we're asking for all the bras. May we have it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Thank you. Fantastic.
Great. Very nice of you. Thank you.
And that's the end of the first round, Bob.
Oh, now, hold on. We give you a bonus lightning recharge round.
We are going to round number three. It is a super lightning round. Just hang it up there. We'll thumbtack it later.
Rob found the retard questions, however.
Ah, very good.
I'm going to ask just real retard questions.
You're just going to generically ask questions?
My head, Rob.
I like that.
You find me some retard music? Hey, where's, do we have poison ivy?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact. Good call.
Can you grab that?
Sure.
That's good for this round.
Very good.
The retard round. Cut number...
Four, I believe.
Cut number four.
You need a jingle?
All right. Is this a lightning retard round?
Sure is.
All right, very good.
LRR.
Excellent.
All right, stand by. It's the lightning retard.
You're going to be making up the questions as we go, right?
I'm Don. And it's off our retard request line today, everybody, on a good look at Wednesday. Here is Chris Burns.
Got a place for that part.
Everybody don't.
My God.
Here we go. You can look.
But you better my time.
The hell waiting room is ready.
Okay,
it's time for a lightning round.
All right. Retard lightning round.
Maria. Up. Maria. Look like.
Maria. Who played Spider-Man in the movie?
I don't know. I don't
know. Idiot. Tobey Maguire.
Number three. What's coming off there, Maria?
My shirt.
The shirt.
Oh, we'll wait.
The shirt is coming off.
Oh, we heard it.
Well, it's a lightning round, of course. It's the question and answer part that is very fast.
Now, I'm going to be very quick with these retard questions.
We still wait for people to take clothing off.
First to lose.
Vincenzo, you're going to break the glass if you leave.
Wow. Very nice.
What a lovely and a thong. A thong.
Come back. Very go nice. To Adam. Adam 12.
Yes, Matthew sir. Broderick look like. Come on, lightning round. Here we go.
Adam 12. Who is Matthew Broderick married to?
Oh, dear. Here, Jessica Parker.
The buzzer gotcha.
Item number three, what's coming off,
oh,
Adam?
Oh, the shirt.
The shirt.
Killing me.
And you heard him at the end, right at the buzzer. He
what
said,
do you mean,
Sarah,
you? I gave you plenty of time.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Gave you plenty of time. Kim. Yeah.
Kim, our Lisa, Nicole, Carson lookalike.
Kim, step up.
Yes.
Oh, let me see. Who, what is the capital? What is the capital of California?
Sacramento.
Right.
That is your first correct answer. Way to go, Kim.
William. William?
Yes, sir.
Hello, William.
William? Who is the head coach of the San Diego Chargers?
Marty.
Schottenheimer.
Right.
That is your another correct answer. That's your first one. Way to go, William. Sue. Jessica Alba lookalike. Sue sitting on the floor, appearing to be fatigued already at strip trivia.
Sue, what network runs the TV show ER?
NBC.
Right.
Another correct answer. And you know what? You could do this for a living.
Blaine.
Yep.
Blaine.
Yep.
Who's Jennifer Aniston's boyfriend?
Brad Pitt. They're married.
Oh, yeah, good. You got me. That was a trick question.
Yeah, but you have to remove a point. We have to say you have to take an item of clothing off now. That
No. That was a trick question, Mike. If he said no, he got it. He said they're married. You're fine.
Okay. Kimberly, our Brittany Murphy lookalike. You're next.
Kimberly, what color kryptonite makes Superman nuts?
Green.
Oh.
Red.
I don't count that.
Is that too hard?
Yes.
All right, come back.
That is for comic book people.
All right.
I knew that.
What did he call his mother and father? Superman.
That's even worse.
That is worse.
Come on, Ma and Pa.
That's if you're like an aficionado.
I'm not a comic.
That's not like
a... All right. Jesus. Who played him in the movie?
Christopher Reeve.
Yes, okay.
All right. That's your first correct answer.
Okay, good for you. Mike.
Yes, sir.
Arliss lookalike.
Mike, name Lucy's kids.
Lucy Arnaz.
And?
Lucille Ball.
Yes, Lucille Ball. Name her kids. You just had one. Lucy Arnaz and
Ricky.
No, Ricky.
No. Desi.
Desi.
Oh, it was Desi.
And,
what are you taking off?
Third item of clothing. What's coming off, Mike?
I guess the pants.
Your pants. Pants. Lee.
He's not packed.
Yes.
He was TV's Fonzie.
Henry Winkler.
Right.
That is your first correct answer, Lee.
Josh.
Yes.
First AFL team to win a Super Bowl.
The Colts.
The Jets.
Item number two, Josh. What's coming off?
Another pair of boxers.
Pair of boxers.
Another pair of
boxers. He's got the layered look going on.
Okay. Who went to Jennifer?
Jennifer C., who so far is the leader with two correct answers.
Spell the last name Unitas.
U-N-I-T-A-S.
Right.
Three correct answers in a row. She is our clear leader.
Vincenzo.
Down to three items of clothing. I'm sorry, four items of clothing.
Four, Mike.
Yes, sorry, Vincenzo.
Vincenzo. Who directed the movie A Beautiful Mind?
Spielberg.
No. Ron Howard.
Item number two, what's coming up, Vincenzo?
My other shoe.
Other shoe.
I had two shoes, you know.
Other shoe.
Stephanie.
Other shoe. So it's offered.
Yeah. Who is Charlie Brown's sister?
Lucy.
Sally.
Item number two, what's coming off, Stephanie?
The shirt.
The shirt.
Now we'll wait for this.
Ah, she's got the layered look.
No, wait till she turns around, guys.
And there's tattoo evidence.
Nice.
Nice.
Jennifer S. Step right up. Down to three items of clothing.
Who's the NASCAR driver that got killed? You know, because God needed a driver.
I don't know. I don't follow.
We have a statue right here in front of you.
There he is. His back is to you.
Dale Earnhardt.
With the Charles Man Hot Country Sausage sticker on his back.
What will you be removing?
The jeans.
Your jeans.
Down to two items now. The jeans are coming off.
Hey, what's up?
With the matching black underwear.
That's the whole point, right?
And Colette is next in line in the retard round.
Colette.
Nice.
Who is the spokesbird for Fruit Loops cereal?
Toucan Sam.
Right.
That's your first correct answer. Way to go, Colette.
And Angela. Ooh. Finally, as we end the retard round.
Here comes Angela.
What does KFC stand for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That is her first correct answer. That is the round three conclusion.
The retard round is over. And, Mike, now we've got some people in, well, I see more than one girl with just underwear and
They have underpants and bras on. I'm gonna quickly go down the line here. Maria is down to her last two items of clothing. So is Adam. Kim has, three items of clothing remaining. So does William. So does Sue. So does Blaine. So does Kimberly. Mike, our armless look-alike, is down to two items of clothing. Three items left for Lee. Three items left for Josh. Jennifer has removed not one item of clothing.
I start giving her some harder questions.
Vincenzo.
Hey, listen, douchebag. I've been giving her the hardest questions I can.
Vincenzo is down to three items of clothing. So is Stephanie. Jennifer S. is down to two items of clothing. And Colette and Angela are both down to three items of clothing.
All right, well, it's back to... here's what we're going to do in the next round. We're going to mix it up. We're not going to do the all-retard round.
Very good.
We're going back to these tired, old questions.
Yeah, they can cause some trouble occasionally.
The old Trivial Pursuit, Genus 3 version.
I think based on that round, we have equalized the game so far. Things are going very well.
Thanks, so. Girls, you doing all right? Kim, you doing all right, baby? You just playing with your bra? What are you doing over there? Well, you step up. Come here. Step up the microphone. What are you doing over there with your bra?
I was just playing with my bra.
Did we ask you before? Are you donating? Those are hard to find. I know that. Are you donating your bra?
Yeah, it's from Fredericks, but yeah, you can have it.
Oh, isn't
you can have
she
it
a trooper?
Thank you.
Joe will need thumbtacks.
All right, girls.
Heavy duty thumbtacks.
Smoke them if you got them, and drink your one, Vincenzo.
Can the gal with the pink deal, she walked out so quickly, I didn't get to see her, you know.
Who is that?
The pink or the bread?
Is that Maria? They've requested you in at the glass, Maria.
Maria?
If they miss it.
I requested. I don't care about
what's
the rest.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on, Vincenzo.
Vincenzo will be going to the end of the line in the next round.
If we're getting an answer, what's the answer, Maria? Will you walk by the glass for them?
Maria, will you walk by the glass?
What's that? I can't hear you. Nice and loud.
Put him on the glass.
Maria?
He'll see me when I come to the microphone.
Ah, very good. You struck out there, Vincenzo.
Vincenzo, she's the first person in the next round.
Yeah, and Joe will be disciplining Vincenzo during the next round.
Thank you.
You want to hit Vincenzo in the head with a candle, Joe?
No, but I think myself and the guys will put him back in the edit suite for the next round.
Okay.
I don't think so, Joe.
A little bit of a troublemaker.
All right, Vincenzo, behave yourself.
Behave, Vincenzo.
All right.
All right, guys, girls, we will be right back with more Stroh Trivia.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Later, he lay looking up at the dark ceiling while she cried, and he no longer liked her. He had taken what was good in him, and what had he gained? Nothing but emptiness, void. But I'm a man now, he thought, and listened to her crying there beside him. I was a boy, and now I'm a dirty, thinking man.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, honey. The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, honey. We're playing for a trip to Hawaii today with Strip Trivia. I love how the girls come back in the studio and they all just... The ones who have to immediately start to disrobe.
Yeah, because they put all their clothes on when they leave the studio, and then they have to get back to the stage of undress that they were at when the game ended, and it's a lot of fun.
They go outside to smoke and talk and drink and party, do whatever it is they do.
Plenty of cars going by.
Everybody's playing for a trip to Hawaii today, courtesy of the Damon Wayans Show, My Wife and Kids. To miss the one-hour season premiere tonight on the ABC channel, that would be at 8 Eastern and 7 Central.
And we go to round number 4.
And we're going to go to the not-so-tough questions for this round.
Very good.
Meaning that they might be dated.
We have a lot of people that are very close, including Maria, who is down to two items of clothing, wearing a lovely peach underwear ensemble.
Now, Vincenzo, pano in the ass-o. Do you now C-O everything-o? You needed to C-O? Vincenzo?
He says yes.
Vincenzo, did you receive the proper disciplinary lecture during the commercial break?
Hey, and who's enjoying...
He's silent. He's not saying anything.
Who's enjoying, like I am, watching Joe Ardinger eat his lunch?
Yeah, and Joe, it's beans and Franks.
Is it really?
That's what he's enjoying.
Frank and beans.
Frank and beans! What do you, Joe, where do you get that from? Where'd that come from?
I was just too lazy to make anything last night for dinner. So
would that be a Campbell's product?
Partially.
Partially?
Campbell's and Ballpark Franks and Mexican Spice.
Mike? I feel like I'm looking in a mirror right now. I'm seeing two single successful guys. I see you and I see Joe.
Absolutely. I mirror his lifestyle all the time.
Maria. Here she is with her, what color are those bra? Is that
I
bra
called
panties?
Them peach. I thought I was accurate. Wouldn't that be peach?
Salmon.
What is it?
Salmon.
Salmon. I'm sorry. I blew it. That's good.
What part of the body contains the biceps and triceps?
The arm.
The arm.
That's your first correct answer. She's very excited about her first correct answer.
Adam.
Matthew Broderick and married contestant today.
Yes. Adam, what do United States residents leave 500 million of unfilled? Adam?
Parking spaces?
Cavities?
Item number four, what is coming off,
the
Adam?
Pants, man.
The pants, and that means that Adam is our first contestant who is on the bubble.
So he's just down to his underpants.
He's down to his underwear.
All right. Let's see. Kim. Sassy Kim, step up, please.
Kim actually had a correct answer in the last round. We thought she was just going to get totally naked before the game started.
All right. Kim.
Yes.
Hold on. Here we go. All right, love.
You want to see
this? Love. Hello, love. What number represents perfection?
One.
Ten. We know that.
What are you taking off?
Item number three. What's coming up? The shoes?
You're taking off there, Kim.
My shoes.
Are those? Did you wear those here today?
No.
Oh, okay. Those are fuzzy slippers there.
You just borrow those? William.
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 He's taking off his pants for me.
William.
Kim, were you just talking to William? Oh, very good. I think we might have a love connection here.
William.
He is down to three items of clothing.
What city is host to the Sugar Bowl?
Louisiana.
Oh. That would be right if I asked what state. That would be New Orleans.
And item number three, what's coming off, William?
I was requested to take off the pants.
Oh, dear.
You were requested.
Yeah.
Yes, she has requested
who
pants.
Requested, who said that, Kim?
That would be Kim that has requested him to take off his pants, and she is waiting patiently and looking coyly at him.
Listen to William. I think it was more than one girl.
Yeah.
How many girls wanted William to take his pants off? Don't be shy. Sue.
He's black and
Hi,
cotton.
Sue. I got a little medical information on Sue during the break. Sue is recovering from having her wisdom teeth out, so she's in a great deal of pain today, which might account for why we called her trouble at the beginning.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So do you have any pills to share?
You got any painkillers?
At home.
Back home.
Oh, what a drag.
What movie?
I do.
Saw Harrison Ford jump from the top of a 220...
The Fugitive.
What?
The Fugitive.
Yes. You didn't even let me finish the question.
Item, oh, I'm sorry, that's a correct answer. Yep. I was so used to putting goose eggs in there. All right, way to go. That's your second correct answer in a row, Sue.
The Fugitive is right. Blaine.
Yes. Mrs. Blaine.
No.
Here he is, Blaine.
Down to three items of clothing.
Oh, yep. Down to three, Mike?
Yeah.
All right, Blaine. What type of bullets are specifically made to penetrate bulletproof vests? Blaine? Blaine?
Blaine. Need an answer, Blaine.
That'd be Teflon.
Teflon, and time for you to remove your third item of clothing, Blaine. Pants are coming off.
There you go. Yeah, don't be afraid to look, ladies.
Yeah, ladies, feel free to go to the window.
Don't be afraid. Angela was peeking, and then she would step back.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want the other girls to see her.
Little shy factor.
Looking. Go ahead. There's not much to see there.
Kimberly is next.
Kimberly, how many hockey players are on the ice at one time during a game?
Eight.
12.
12, 6 on a side. And it's time for your third item of clothing. What will you be removing, Kimberly? The bra trick.
The bra trick. This is going to be very hard because you're wearing a dress.
Yes.
Well.
So how are you going to work this?
I have to unbutton it.
And now that I have a new thing to ask of all contestants, will you be donating the bra to our Wall of Fame?
I guess.
And I like the fact that they're all a little reluctant to do so.
Wow.
And Joe, did you get the thumbtacks during the last break, or were you cooking your Franks and beans?
I was cooking my dinner.
Yeah.
Shocker. Look at that cleavage. My God.
No, I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. See what you're talking about.
This might take me a while.
That's all right. Take your time.
Jesus Christ.
Clivage. Man, I told you she was one of those girls that she'll surprise you.
She walks
into a room, she looks one way. You see her naked, and you go, wow, you're not the same girl I saw.
Okay, go on to the next person.
Cleavage. No, we can't go to the next person. We got to wait for you.
Well, you had a little trouble with her.
Oh,
Harry Houdini, you're not.
And now she has Jennifer the genius helping her out.
I believe there's some sort of log jam.
So there's like a two-girl show
there
going on right now.
There seems to be
now.
Some sort of... Oh. Lee thought that was funny.
whenever Mike says something funny, Lee touches him.
Yeah, is there any way... Can we kind of arrange to have Lee here every day? Yeah. So if I say something funny, I get one of these. Oh, there we go. I'm having a good time, Dave.
I know you are.
I'm having a very good time.
I know.
Allow me my pleasure.
With the golden boy standing by on the sidelines.
There you go.
Thank you.
Golden boy.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And the bra and a big one it is now up on our wall of fame.
This is fantastic. Joe, next break, thumbtacks.
Okay.
Mike, the Arliss lookalike is next.
Mike,
down to two.
Who is buried in Grant's tomb?
That would be General Grant.
No, I can't give it to you. Because it's Ulysses S. Grant and his wife.
Boom. All right.
Your boxers.
And it's time for you to remove your fourth item of clothing. What's coming off?
Be the shirt.
Shirt. It'll be the shirt.
Shirt coming off here.
There you go. Lee.
Here's Lee, lovely Lee.
Hello, guys.
Lee. Don't even speak to me. Speak to him.
Oh, come on.
Speak to him.
Talk to the hand.
Yeah, right. Let me see.
Lee is down to three items of clothing.
I don't want to get your boyfriend mad. So let me try to find you one that I think you'll be able to get. What whiskey is simply named Red?
Johnny Walker Red?
Right.
That is your second correct answer in a row. Way to go, Lee.
Thinking you might make a love connection today, Mike.
Thanks so much, Don. That's
Josh.
Very kind of you.
Yes, sir.
Is this it for Josh, or has he got two?
No, Josh has three items of clothing remaining.
Oh, Christ. What did the United States have first, a president or a vice president?
A vice president.
Right.
Second correct answer. Way to go, Josh.
And it's up for Jennifer, the magnificent genius.
She is the going-away leader. She has had three correct answers in a row, and I am challenging you to give her a question she cannot answer.
That's not fair.
I know it's not.
What country...
Nobody said that life is fair, Jennifer.
What country was Picasso's painting...
Guernica.
Thanks, Rob. Returned to in 1981.
Oh, crap.
There's a crack.
Yeah.
There's a crack.
Guernica of the Crimean War. I say Italy.
I'm sorry, not quick enough.
It's Spain.
And it was Spain.
Damn.
Yeah.
Jennifer. Jennifer, it's time for you to remove your first item of clothing. Shoes.
Shoes.
Well, shoes. All of that and not the shirt. Shoes. Vincenzo.
Weirdo.
Vincenzo. Did somebody say Vincenzo weirdo?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Was that you, Kim? Yeah.
Vincenzo.
In trouble. Hi, Vincenzo. Don't stare at me like that, Vincenzo.
Vincenzo Dicko.
Come on, Donald. Vincenzo.
Vincenzo.
You didn't talk to me. How come you didn't talk to me? Don. I listened to you since Chicago.
What insect is often referred to as a white ant?
Ah.
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 Infinity managers excluded.
A fly.
A termite.
Item number three, Vincenzo. What's
shirt,
coming off? The shirt.
Everybody
All right, 70. Step up.
Now, you know, interestingly enough, a lot of curiosity on the part of the women when Vincenzo took his shirt off.
Yeah, we were making fun of him.
Everybody go
back to the library.
All right, our Meryl Streep lookalike, Stephanie, who is down to three items of clothing.
Stephanie, what movie line? Oh, this one's too easy.
Too easy?
Too easy. I can't do this. Sorry. Star Wars was the answer. That was too easy. What movie gave us the line, "The Force will be with you"?
Oh,
the
yeah,
Force will be with you. Too easy. What 1983 movie had an 18-year-old woman welding by day and dancing by night?
Flashdance.
Right.
Second correct answer. Way to go, Stephanie.
Jennifer.
Jennifer is down to two items of clothing. Our Safeway housewife is one of our losers so far in the game. I hate to put it quite that way, but
Honey,
it is the
I
truth.
Apologize.
We have losers. What TV network first hit the air by playing the Buggles Video Killed the Radio Star?
MTV.
Right.
Your first correct answer. Way to go, Jennifer. No hesitation at all.
Colette.
Colette is our Sandra Bullock lookalike. She has three items of clothing remaining.
What did Ronald Reagan become in 1962?
Governor of California.
A Republican.
Oh, and that's your third incorrect answer. What will be coming off, Colette?
The pants.
The pants are coming off
here. The pants. We'll wait on that.
Colette seems to be afraid of the glass where the guys are.
Put them on the glass.
Oh, and the matching panties.
Oh, that's right, because we got her bra up on the wall.
Yeah, it's on the Wall of Fame.
Just give us the panties when you're done.
Well, should we start collecting panties, too? I don't know. I think the bras
I like the bras.
Yeah, I do, too.
I like the bras. And Angela.
Angela Christina Ricci. She has three items of clothing remaining.
Angela, what 1984 Michael Douglas Kathleen Turner movie spawned the sequel Jewel of the Nile?
Romancing the Stone.
Her second correct answer in a row, and that is the end of round number four, Bob.
That's, and you know, we got to go to a break here, so we need to know, now that we've kind of moved it back, we're using our not-so-dumb, kind of hard questions.
Yes.
We're very close to some people getting naked, aren't we?
We are. Adam is down to his last item of clothing. Let me see if anybody else is. Yes, Mike, our Arliss lookalike, is also down to his last item of clothing. We have Maria with two items left. Also, Kim with two items left. William with two items left. Let me see. With two items left, also Sue. Blaine. Kimberly has two items left. And let me see. Josh has three items left, one of our leaders. Jennifer has four items of clothing left.
Jennifer's a genius.
She is our clear leader. Two items left for Vincenzo. Four items left for Stephanie. Two items left for Jennifer. Two items left for Colette. And three items left for Angela. That is it. It's a lot of people to keep track of.
So Jennifer is the leader right now.
Jennifer is the leader by one.
By one. Okay, yes. Everybody, do what it is what you do. And Joe has beans. And Joe has Franks and beans.
And Joe's beans and Franks will be reacting to him in about half an hour.
And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.